Welcome back to Cats, Dogs, Apes, and Frogs. I'm your host, Russell Corey. I'm not a financial advisor. This is not financial advice. I only talk about my experiences as a retail investor. Started buying a few shares of AMC in May of 2021, and here I am, January 2024, and I have over $2 trillion. And, you know, it's going to be a change. I normally say 2 trillion grumpy cat coin. And today the alpha was finally dropped. The big news finally revealed grumpy cat coin is going to be migrating to the cat. That's right. It's a rebranding of the project. Same dev team, same core community. We're all still there. But instead of grumpy cat and the grumpy cat logo, that you're used to seeing, the Grumpy Cat coin logo, it's changing to DaCat, D-A, and then cat. And I was surprised, as you know, anybody else. I knew news was coming. I knew it had something to do with the IP, because I was talking about projects that I wanted to do. I was getting some pushback from people in the know saying, hey, hold off on that, or, you know, wait on that, you know, and then I could tell they couldn't say what it was, but I knew it had some, they would talk about IP and the issues that we've had in the past, because we're based off the original meme of Grumpy Cat, but that's a licensed trademark thing. And you know, we were a meme coin inspired by it, but part of there was some conflict because they didn't want us, like, you know, we couldn't make t-shirts or books or anything physical that you could buy. We said, look, we're just a meme coin. There's no company here. We're not really selling anything. It's just a coin, a token that, you know, people put the value on it, that they put the value on it. And that's why they had to, the coin had to go out and get the law firm to say, look, you know, you got a problem with this, go talk to our law firm. And since, you know, that happened back in May, I think, there was never an issue. Now, I'd never felt like it was fully resolved. And occasionally I would bring that up. Like, as far as I knew, there wasn't a formal agreement between the two parties. We just sort of reached a detente where the Grumpy Cat coin people, they changed enough of the look of the logo, and they would call themselves Grumpy Cat Coin instead of just Grumpy Cat. And that seemed to be enough for everybody to sort of get on with their lives. And as long as, you know, we stayed in our area and weren't selling t-shirts and books and trying to confuse people, they never really bothered us again after that. And I have to admit, my first thought was, when there was this alpha, but they couldn't say what it was, I thought there was going to be a formal agreement between Grumpy Cat Coin and the Grumpy Cat trademark. And I thought, wow, they finally get it, that the having a retail community behind your brand could be an amazing thing. Look at AMC. What is AMC without the AMC apes? It's Regal. And what is Regal? Regal is in bankruptcy. There's two Regal theaters, you know, within 10 minutes of where I live, both of them closed. That's what AMC's future would have been if they hadn't ripped off and stolen all the apes' money. That's what kept them afloat. So having said that, I thought Grumpy Cat, the trademark Grumpy Cat, had come to their senses, because Pepe, the creator of Pepe, I believe his name is Matt Fury, he got a check for $1 million. From people involved with Pepe the coin, and he didn't have to do anything. He created the coin, and people kind of made the meme coin. And I mean, he created the cartoon, the animation Pepe, and the meme coin came along, and there was some project that gave him $1 million. Not a bad day when someone gives you $1 million just because, right? And but that wasn't it. And I the other thought I had was that it was, I've always heard their Ethereum Foundation ties to Grumpy Cat Coin. Some people involved with the Ethereum Foundation might be involved with Grumpy Cat Coin. I thought possibly the Ethereum Foundation was going to, like, make a formal announcement supporting Grumpy Cat Coin. I thought that Solana was, you know, making some news, and you had these, you know, Bonk and other Solana coins coming out and doing well, And I thought Ethereum said, hey, we need to get some of our own projects going. And maybe they'd, you know, seen Grumpy Cat from afar and liked what we were doing, and they were going to get involved. But obviously that wasn't the case. So, you know, initially when I saw what the news was, you know, I was a little, I mean, I was surprised. I was a little taken aback. And I was like, crap, you know, how, and my first thought was, how are people going to react to this? You know, are people going to dump the coin and move on? Is, you know, I didn't know, you know, that was the uncertainty. I wasn't fearful. You know, when you talk about FUD, I wasn't fearful necessarily. And I didn't have doubt because I trust the team, but I was uncertain as to how people are going to react to it. And, you know, that's still an uncertainty, but the coin, but it's holding its own. It went up in price, which is good. And I'm watching on Telegram as people are starting the migration process to go over to Decad. So it's a 10-day migration process. And then my understanding is after the 10 days of that migration, then the coin is going to become active. Decad is going to become active and people can buy it on the open market. But if you already have Grumpy Cat coin, you get to just migrate it over. So I haven't migrated my Grumpy Cat coin. I'm nervous. I'm waiting a day or two just to kind of see how other people are doing with it. But it's exciting. It's exciting. But the great things about this, look, whenever you have a big change like this, you never know how it's going to go. I mean, look at, you know, Elon Musk bought Twitter. And Twitter was its brand, right? And he changed it to X. And you wonder, well, how's that going, right? It seems to be going okay. It seemed like a lot of money to spend on, you know, Ford Motors and then change it to Roger Motors. But it seems like it's going okay. And I hope we have a good run as Decat. I love it. It's a more modern look. And, you know, it's funny. I got to admit, there's another project out there. And I wanted to try to start a campaign that to say like, hey, these are the two coins. Like, let's help each other out. Let's make this about us. And these are the two coins in 24. And we'll compete against each other. But it's almost like, you know, different, the same cars on a racing team. We're going to compete in the race, but our three cars, we're on the same racing team. Or, you know, or like people on the same basketball team. Maybe they both want to, you know, both players want to score the most points, but they're on the same team and they help each other out to try and win the game and beat out other opponents. But I was looking at this other project and I was looking at their website. I was looking at the look of the coin and even Bonk, you know, I was looking at the logo for Bonk and it was like in 3D and it was fresh. And, you know, I like the Grumpy Cat logo. I really took pride in it, but I did have some issues with it, but it seemed flat and stale. And it's this frowning cat. Now, let me be honest about, I did not get into Grumpy Cat because of Grumpy Cat. I got into Grumpy Cat coin because that was the coin that Pro the Doge called out. And I love Pro's story. And he was a holder. He held his Doge coin. And I was on Pepe, but I got in kind of late. I had a billion Pepe. And I said, you know, eventually I saw he called out Grumpy Cat coin. I saw it was going up. I bought 18 billion of it. And I liked the people. When I listened to the space calls, I liked what I heard. These people were connected. They were smart. They didn't come across to me as a bunch of, you know, crypto bros. And I got hooked. And I said, I'm sticking around here. I ended up kept escalating my buys and accumulating more. The more I got to know the team, the more I became a part of it, the more I saw how hardworking these core community members were. I thought I was hardworking. They were outworking me. And the talent that was involved, you know, like I said, I started with 18 billion Grumpy Cat, and now I have over 2 trillion, soon to be 2 trillion Decat coins, Decat tokens. So anyway, I got into it because of Pro, and I stayed into it because of the community. I didn't really like Grumpy Cat. I hated that frowning cat. I never liked the frowning cat. I worked for Disney, right? Mickey Mouse was made you smile. Disney characters made you smile. And here was this pissy little cat. And I'm like, well, it kind of works, and it's a brand. I always appreciated that it was a brand. I think it's a little down on its luck, to be honest with you. And that's why I thought it really could benefit from the retail meme crowd coming into and being a part of it and influencing it and keeping it fresh on Twitter and everything. But that's going to be gone now. That's gone. And you would have, if it had become like a Dogecoin, you would have had all those people buying Grumpy Cat Coin merch and all that stuff. Well, guess what? They're going to be buying DeCat merch now. And it'll be interesting if DeCat brand outgrows Grumpy Cat Coin. Wouldn't that be a story? I would love to tell that story. Listen, I appreciate Grumpy Cat for what it was, but they FUDded this project at the very beginning, and that knocked the, got the momentum out, but it didn't stop us. It didn't kill us. We worked things out, and we kept going. And now we're going to be, you know, within, 2 weeks or so, DeCat. 10 days is the migration period, so this is all kind of new to me. Listen, I never try to pretend to be some Web3 expert or some crypto bro. I'm learning as best I can. I keep it pretty simple. So there's a migration process that's like over the next 10 days. And I'll keep you updated to see how it goes. I always find those things a little intimidating, quite frankly. But, you know, it seems like it's going okay. There are some glitches, some hangups from what I can see. But it's also the very first day that it's happening. So that can be expected a little bit. But from now on, it's going to be DeCat. We get to, you know, do our own t-shirts and logos. We can make books. We can do all sorts of amazing, wonderful things. And we don't have to worry about someone issuing a cease and desist letter. This really was the, not having that ability to have that merchandising and marketing at your disposal ultimately was going to hurt the project in the end. And the fact that there was not a formal agreement between Grumpy Cat, the trademark, and Grumpy Cat Coin. We just sort of had gone into this detente where they didn't bother us, we didn't bother them, and we seemed to be getting along. So anyway, so what does this mean to me? I'm glad I bought as much as I did when I did, because it does seem like it's going up in price. And I was waiting for this news. I kept everyone, as long as the price was low, I kept buying and buying. But I wanted to stop. I promised my wife, like, this was it, 2024, no more, you know, buying. That investing was, you know, we had what we had, and I was moving on. And but when I found out, like, hey, the alpha's gonna drop, and every few days, if it hadn't dropped and the price was still low, and you know, I would make another buy just to get that cheap grump, because I didn't know what was gonna happen. And having seen like XRP just jump up when the settlement news came out, or the lawsuit news, AMC, the court cases, decisions, you saw how quickly it would run. And it's too late, you know, at that moment to try and grab it. You have to make your decision before that news breaks, whether you think it's going to be good or bad. That once it happens, it's almost too late. And it's such a shock sometimes. I remember when AMC shot up, and I was calling my wife, and I'm like, what do we do? What do we do? And I honestly didn't know what was going on. It was hard to make an informed decision to sell when I didn't know what was going on. I mean, we had been in that play for 2 years or whatever it was, and all of a sudden I'm going to make a decision to sell everything without knowing all the facts, and I couldn't do that. In retrospect, I should have sold back then, but that's retrospect. It doesn't work that way. So anyway, I'll keep, you know, like I said, I've been at work all day while this was going on, so I really haven't had a chance to really absorb everything and see what's going on. But I'll keep you updated, and, you know, finally we know what the big news is. And so the other thing it does for me is I'm not giving away any free Grumpy Cat anymore. Whatever I said, I told people I'd give them Grumpy Cat Coin. Nope, that is done. Nobody took me up on that offer. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing that I wanted to give out free money and people would not take it. The only person I gave Grumpy Cat to was Tommy 8. And that was because he had gone out and he had bought 49 billion. And me being the round number person that I am, and I wanted to show appreciation to him sincerely. So I sent him, I knew what his wallet was because I could see how much he bought and when he bought. And you can go on Etherscan and you can see, and I saw his wallet, and I sent him about a billion more Grumpy Cat coin to round him up to the 50 billion. And I hope one day that's a substantial amount of money. It'll be the happiest money that I ever gave away to somebody. So I'm happy Tommy got into it. I hope it pays off for him. But that was the only person that I had reached out to and said, hey, because I actually, he had reached out to me. I've told this story. He mentioned a coin in a comment to me. And I thought, you know, it's hypocritical for me to mention Grumpy Cat to other YouTubers and influencers and people in social media, expecting them to either cover it or say something or buy it. And then when someone did the same thing to me, not that he asked me to buy it or anything, he just mentioned it. I just wanted to be able to say to him, hey, I bought a billion of what you mentioned. And then I said, hey, why don't you buy a billion Grumpy Cat? And he went off and bought the 49 billion. And I sent him that billion. And I would have done that. I reached out to several AMC YouTubers to just say, you know, make contact. And I mentioned on the videos I made for him that, you know, I'll send them the free Grumpy Cat coin. I gave out my email address, two email addresses, my DM on Twitter. Nobody took me up on it. I would check my email, nothing. I would check my DMs, nothing. I would check the comments just to see if someone said, well, if they were seen vaguely interested. Nothing. Nothing. Free money. But no more. No more until I see how everything shakes out. And if the cat goes on a run, then great. You know, more for me, and I'll take care of my family, and I'll make decisions after that. If Grumpy Cat and the cat is a bust and this thing tanks, you know what? Then I go to my plan B. My plan B was to donate about 10 billion coins to as many charities as I could, that they would hold these coins. I would give them the coins and say, please just hold these because one day they could be worth a substantial amount of money, even though they might only be worth $20, $30 right now. One day my hope is that they're worth $1 million for you. And then that would be the pitch to people that when you bought Grumpy Cat, now Duck Cat, you could be helping these charities. And then the other good thing I saw with that is once we start going up in price, that the stories of these charities that all of a sudden might have $5,000, $10,000, $50,000, $100,000 in their crypto wallets because people are buying and holding, you know, Grumpy Cat or DeCat now, that would be a story that would help sustain the project. Usually what happens is these projects rip up into the, you know, billion-dollar market cap, and then everybody looks around and says, well, I guess this is a good time to take profit, and they start selling. And then the next round of people are like, I'm going to miss my selling opportunity here to take profit, and they start selling, and the project dips till the point where people say, well, it's dipped enough now. I'm not going to sell now. I'll wait for it to go up again, and it settles to where that new price is. And I thought if the news of these charities started to spread, maybe that would give people pause that when they sell, they're also selling on these charities. And maybe the good news of what's going on for these charities would help motivate people to keep holding and going up. And really, in the amazing story of like you gave them $30 in a cryptocurrency, you know, a year ago, and now that $30 is worth $1 million. And that has happened in crypto, not necessarily with donations like that, but there have been projects that have run and they go up to those crazy numbers. So anyway, so that's where we stand. I made a lot of my videos on YouTube private because obviously I was telling the YouTubers that to buy Grumpy Cat coin, and Grumpy Cat coin is essentially going away. It's migrating to DeCat. So if you did buy Grumpy Cat coin right now, you would have to migrate it within the next, you know, 10 days. So my feeling is go silent on Grumpy Cat, put that program of reaching out to people on pause. wait for the migration to happen and just see what happens with the cat when it launches. And hopefully it's going to just race up there, and maybe I won't need to come up with some idea to help market it and do, like, there'll be enough momentum and FOMO to take this thing to some amazing heights. So we'll see what happens. Thank you for, you know, listening to the podcast. I hope there's a happy ending. My gut feeling is I want to hold my grumpy cat, soon to be the cat, as long as I can. And I'm not going to rug pull anybody. But if I can hit the sell button at a certain point and make about $200,000, that $200,000 for me right now, it helps pay credit card bills. It helps makes up for my loss in AMC, and it gives my family, you know, a little breathing room. And then we also have to cover the taxes on it, of course. So, you know, if you sell $200,000, you better keep $100,000 handy for taxes or anything that comes up with that. And I say that just to be completely honest with people, so nobody says, "Russ, you were telling people to buy it and then you sold on them." Listen, I'm telling you, you know, my thinking is, if it gets to 100 million market cap, that's kind of a time for projects when there's a sell-off, because it hits that milestone. And that may be your best selling opportunity for weeks or months. So, and the thing is, if you sell at the top and that, and you make substantial amount of money, if the project does dip down, then you have the means to help put that project back. Whereas another person, if they sell and they get those profits, they're probably just going to keep them, and they're not going to put them back into DeCap, formerly known as Grumpy Cat. So this just being, you know, honest and trying to have integrity, that, you know, if I ever come on here or someone sees my wallet and say, "You sold, Russ," and I said, "Well, I said I would do that. I don't want to sell everything, but if I can hit that sell button and take care of my family, and as you've listened to this podcast, make up for some of the AMC losses, that's the happy ending for me, and I'll go from there and keep what I can in DeCat and support the project." But that's my big thing, to come out of this mess, you know, with some money and lessons learned, and then maybe write a book about it. Who knows? But it's, you know, still a long way to go, but I'm excited for DeCat. It looks, the logo and everything looks great. It is a process. I don't expect it to be easy, and I know it does add that element of uncertainty to the project, but this is the way to go. You know, whenever you hear a big news like this, it can be a bit of a shock, especially if you knew it was coming, but you didn't know that was coming. But then you think about it and you say, you know what, this is the best way forward. If we're going to do this, this does it right. I've said, it's like, if there's something wrong with you and you need to have an operation, you could go on like you're doing, but your life is going to be limited. And it'd be like a race car. There's a thing called a governor that, like, controls how fast a car can go. And this basically takes off that governor off our project, that now we can go full on with marketing, full on with IP, and hopefully we'll have an amazing run. But thanks for listening. I'll keep you updated on things that are going on. But what amazing news event. And I hope it works out for the best. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you on the next episode of Cats, Dogs, Apes, and Frogs.